So this is part two of Emma Barlow, Kay Sidebottom professional discussion. So we were just talking about some of the theory that you've used to underpin the setting up of this Facebook group and the idea of sort of building community. So you want to say a bit more about how you've done that and the theory?
Yes, I think the community of practice with the Wenger fits in really well as well with that sort of theory of pulling everybody together and, you know, I don't know, it's that community feel, I suppose, isn't it, of you don't have to live with people to be in a community. It can be a wider thing. It can be worldwide. I speak to people in America, in Australia, all over the world, with some other groups that I'm in as well to gather information. So it just pulls everything together. And you find peers in places that you probably wouldn't expect to find them.
That's really exciting, isn't it? Because I bet there's a hell of a lot of learning that can be taken from other countries, you know, the stuff that other places are doing. And as you said at the start, you know, teachers aren't going to have time or have expertise to inform themselves about that. But by doing, you know, doing all of this, you can tap into all sorts of different angles. Have you considered using any other platforms? I'm just thinking things like Twitter or anything like that. Or are you going to stick to Facebook?
I'm not sure at the moment. I think I'm wanting to switch my look onto what I'm doing in school and to see I'm going to be doing some presentations, and if they work well, seeing whether I can put those maybe onto YouTube or onto some sort of platform, and maybe through Facebook or Twitter to be able to get them out there if they work. But it's not finished yet. And I have got some bits that I've done so far that are working well and some bits that aren't, and some with certain teachers and not with others. So I think that's where I need to switch to, is what can I do that I can then pass on that might help the teachers, not just the parents. And then I'm looking at it from a different angle, which is what I'm wanting to do. I think special needs is where I need to be. So I think I need to look into how I can influence teaching, not only to help my son, but to help teachers as well, because it is hard when you've got different people in your class.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking about Twitter in particular as a nice platform in that it has massive reach, and you don't have to with Facebook it's not closed, but you know what I mean, sometimes it's about knowing and tapping in. But you could use, if you went down a Twitter route, you could use joining with hashtags and things like that, and really kind of get the word particularly out there with teachers, because teachers really seem to hook into Twitter.
I think from that side it could work really well. The parent side, they like to be quite private.
Get that.
So I think it probably is that it's two separate avenues I have to pull together in between. But I do think probably when I go down and I get some more research on that side and some more things that work, that I might be able to get some more bits out there.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting, actually. So how are we doing? We're not doing too bad. A couple more questions then. In terms of the sort of future use of that kind of community digital innovation, so you've used Facebook here, how do you think it might work in other aspects, maybe of your teaching, or might you use that sort of Facebook thing again for other settings, do you think?
I like social media. I've got four boys at home, they've all got iPads, laptops, everything else, so I do like social media and I use it a lot. I use it to keep in touch with family and general things. So I think any opportunity I've got, I do feel that you should be able to use your phones and your tablets in school more. Obviously, there's safeguarding around that, but I do feel that it does help. And it is part of any child's life. So when you're looking at teaching over 14, it should be embedded in there. And there's so much information you can get. There is, obviously, you can go in the wrong direction, but you can get so much more, I think, than just being in a library. And then you can also link into more things you need to read to go to your library to find. So I think definitely. And I think if I can get my presentations working, I may do some videoing and things like that I could get up online. I'm not quite sure what I'd do with it, but I would like the idea that some things could go up that could be used by people by choice.
That'd be brilliant, like a YouTube channel or something like that you could have. I can see how, and I think that idea of different platforms for different purposes and different audiences, you know, and then you sort of in the middle, sort of pulling those communities together, works really well. But I agree with you, I think the future has to be some kind of blended models that acknowledge that people use digital, you know, digital spaces now, and community isn't always about the physical classroom community. It's going a bit wider than that. So time's nearly up. Is there anything else you want to say, just want to add, that you want to tell me about in terms of your project?
No, I just think once I started, I realised it was probably too big for this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was too late then.
Yeah.
I got myself into it and in depth, and it just didn't seem to end, so I needed a lot more. And I think I feel like I let myself down there, that I didn't get enough into it about what I was wanting.
Mm.
There was too much background and too much other bits there before I actually got to what I was doing. And I think I've lost my project completely in the written paper, unfortunately.
Well, I think what's good about this discussion is that's now come out, because you've made some really good links back to the theories. You're talking about communities of practice. You're talking about the sort of critical pedagogy, the Freire stuff about empowerment. So I think it's kind of come out in this, which is really good. So put that together with the background in it all.
Yeah.
It all seems to hang together.
I think I got it out better in the presentation as well, because I did get comments like that.
Yeah,
I understand it more now discussed it, or when we've answered some questions at the end, it's all come clear. So
yes, yeah. And I think sometimes when we think about creativity, we don't always think about things like what you've just talked about, but it's actually a really great example of a creative approach, a creative solution to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just a shame I've had to come to it by having problems myself.
Yes. Yeah.
But then how else do you get to that, I suppose? So.
That's true, but and I think it also gives you an awareness and an empathy and all of that kind of thing that you can bring particularly to that group that possibly someone who hadn't got those experiences couldn't do.
Yeah.
But yeah, good luck with doing more of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.